أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الملك ائتوني به. فلما جاءه الرسول قال ارجع إلى ربك فاسأله ما بال النسوة اللاتي قطعن أيديهن إن ربي بكيدهن عليم. قال ما خطبكن إذ راودتن يوسف عن نفسه قلنا حاش لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء. قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسي وإنه لمن الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 50 and 51 of Surah Yusuf. When the messenger went back to the king and related to him the two aspects, the ta'wil, the interpretation of the dream, the tadbir, the plan and the way out, he was obviously very impressed with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And he said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ, the king said, أُؤْتُونِي بِهِ, bring him, bring Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to me. So obviously he would have sent a messenger to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to announce his freedom and his release from prison. When the messenger got to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ, when the messenger got to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to him, go back to your master, go back to the king, فَاسْأَلْهُ, then ask him, مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَىٰ, what is the condition of the women, الَّتِي قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ, who had cut their hands. On the one hand, we find in Bukhari Sharif a hadith of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that had it been me, then I would have released, taken the option of releasing myself and coming out of the prison. Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam opted not to come out. Then we find in other narrations, an addition to it, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, had Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam asked for the condition of freedom in lieu of the interpretation of the dream, when the person came the first time, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam could have easily said to him, I will interpret the dream, but take me to the king. And at that time, he could have pleaded his innocence and he would have been freed. And this was now the second occasion that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had. Now, in as far as our aqidah, our belief and the reality is this, that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. He is Imamul Anbiya. He is the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the most virtuous. In a hadith like this, what is termed in Arabic as juz'i fadilat, it is just a virtue, a portion of a virtue, or a virtue in portion. That doesn't make Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam more virtuous than our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this also shows the great humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now ulama have written much about this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also showing the fact that kings can change their mind at any time. And this was the opportunity, maybe the opportunity would have not arisen again, etc. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam asked, مَبَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. And this is the second aspect of this ayat. The whole issue was not the women who cut their hands. The issue was Zulaykha, the wife of the Aziz. She was the cause of all of this, that she sought to seduce Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. But adab, respect for the Aziz, he lived in his house, the Aziz had looked after Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam and all those aspects. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam does not turn the focus towards her, but he turns the focus towards all the other women who had cut their hands. And in this way, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam shows us adab, he shows us respect. Inna rabbi bi kaydihinna alim. Certainly, my Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is knowledgeable, most knowledgeable about their plots, about their plans. قَالَ مَا خَطُبُكُنْ. Immediately, when they were called, when the ladies were called, the king of Egypt, he asked them, what is your reality? إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِي. When you sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, addressing all the women, because they had also encouraged Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to do so. One aspect here is, he is not asking them the reality. He is stating the reality, so probably he has already investigated and he has all the facts and all the proofs in front of him. Kulna hasha lillah. They say, may Allah Ta'ala save us, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Ma alimna alayhi min su. We do not know any evil from the side of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. That was the response of all the women. Now the Aziz's wife speaks, qalat imra'atul aziz al-ana hasal haqq. She says, now the truth has come to light. In other words, the truth has now been revealed and it is open and it is known. Ana rawattuhu, I sought to seduce him, an nafsihi, from himself. Wa innahu lamina sadiqin, and certainly he is from the truthful. In other words, he had made it clear at the beginning that I sought to seduce him. He was truthful in his claim. And in this way, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam clears the air before Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam comes out. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.